I've been playing tracks from artists who are going to be at the Cronulla Jazz and Blues Festival. And I started the show with a track, the second track I played was Waiting for the Coffee, Clayton Doley. And that's from an album, a lovely album called Bayou Billabong. Clayton's in the studio now, and it's really a pleasure to say hello to him. Clayton, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Now, I'd like you to just tell us a bit about that album, the because it was half recorded in New Orleans and half...
Yes.
And it's got a New Orleans feel to it, doesn't it?
Yes, it's... Well, essentially, it is a New Orleans album, but when I was thinking about it, I was definitely... I knew that I was going to be on that side of the planet. I was touring with a fellow called Harry Manx in Canada.
Yeah, he's often... He's been a visitor here often.
That's right. Yeah, and we've had a long relationship. And so I was over there working with him, and there was a big gap, like about two or three week gap in the middle of this tour. And it was sort of long enough for me. I could have even come home back to Australia and then back again to rejoin. But what I decided to do was to go down to New Orleans. And I'd sort of been thinking about doing some recording anyway. And I just thought, maybe I'll just email the guys. Funny that John Cleary's just been in town, but I just emailed John Cleary's band and said, hey, I'm going to come, you know, what's everyone doing? Are you in town? You know, and it was all very casual. And then I thought, oh, maybe I'll see if I can book them for some studio time. And then I found a good studio, which like Dr. John had just recorded in, and he just won a Grammy for that thing. So it was like the best studio at that time. So, and I just emailed them, and they were free on these dates. The band was free on these dates. And I thought, oh my goodness, I better write some music. And then, a lot of people go to New Orleans and they book New Orleans players, and then they just record New Orleans songs, you know, standards or...
But this is all your own works.
Yeah, so I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to just, you know, churn out Tipitina and Big Chief, and, you know, because everyone's done that. So I wrote my own...
They're all pretty good, though. You know?
Oh, yeah, they're amazing songs, yeah. But I just wanted to do my own original music, but in that style with those players.
And that was the Absolute Monster Gentleman.
That's right.
From John Cleary's band.
Yeah, so I definitely... So I wanted to get those guys. And then horn players, I just found when I got there, on the recommendation of friends and whatever. But, yeah, so and it ended up being a great band over there called the Tremé Funk Tet.
And,
it's actually the trombone player that plays in Galactic, sort of his band. So I booked those guys to be the horn section. They were... outrageously good, especially for, you know, like the street sounds, all the kind of marching band stuff, the funk marching band, you know, the new marching band. So, I also had stuff that those guys don't read music, so I also had stuff that I wanted to read. So that's when the Sydney guys came in, and then we finished it off that way. And then also the singers we did in Sydney, but we started off in New Orleans in that studio. Yeah,
well, the singers are the Claytones.
Yeah.
Backing up singers, yeah. Yes. Mahalia Barnes, among others, yes.
Mahalia Barnes, Jade McRae, and Juanita Tippins.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the album, Bayou Billabong, I mean, that kind of tells us it's a fusion between Australia and New Orleans.
Yeah. So that was just kind of a... I guess the water is the connecting thing there. So, you know, obviously everybody knows the bayou is like the kind of swampland where that music kind of originated, or, you know, a version of that music originated. And then the billabong is kind of a watering hole in Australia. So that was just, I wanted some sort of tie in, you know.
Of connection, yeah.
Yeah. So, we called one of the songs the Bayou Billabong and the name of the album as well. And now... whenever I do this kind of music, I call it the Clayton Doley's Bayou Billabong. Yeah.
Because you have on that, Harry Manx does appear with you at least on one track.
Yeah.
And Ganga Giri.
Yes. He plays the didgeridoo on the title track.
It's a lovely track, that.
Instrumental. Thanks.
Yes. All right. So you're going to be playing the Cronulla Jazz and Blues Festival, and you're going to be playing a few times, but you're going to be launching a new album, which I that's the first I've heard today when you came in. Actually.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
Yeah. So that was one of the lockdown kind of projects, of which I had many, but... one day we just went into 301 and it was like a really short notice. It was the guys at the studio said, like, can you come in, like, tomorrow? You know, we've got a free time, you know. So I called my longtime collaborator, Tim Rowlandson, to come and play drums. And at that time, I was working at Lazy Bones, the Monday night jazz jam. And I think, like, the week before, I had met this drummer fresh from Chile. Daniel Melillian Zavala. And I just called him because we clicked at the jam, and I thought, come into the studio, let's make something. So we just did it really. I had these songs ready to go, and we wrote one in the studio, which actually ended up being the title track. And Tim brought in one song
and
as well.
And the title track being?
Jazz That Makes You Go Wow. But the title track actually is called The Wow Factor.
Okay. Well, let's hear a track from that album that you're going to be launching on the weekend.
Yeah.
It's Blue Clay.
Blue Clay, that's right. It's the last song of the album, so, yeah, the closer.
Just tell us a bit about it.
Well, I just picked that one because it's a lively. You asked for an upbeat song and a blues song, and it ticks both of those boxes. It's a fast blues. It's like one of my favorite organ players is Groove Holmes, so it's kind of, you know, based around the way Groove Holmes plays the blues.
Blue Clay. Let's hope I can get this up. Thank you. you heard that first on Eastside Radio. That's Clayton Darley from his new album, which is going to be released on Sunday, I think, is when you're going to be officially doing it.
Yeah, it'll be released on Friday. On, like, so if you wanted to check it out on Spotify and Apple Music and all that. But, yes, Sunday is the release, the launch set at Cronulla Jazz and Blues.
Okay, this is you and your more jazz mode.
Yeah, this is the organ trio. We call it the Flashy Dashbacks.
Yeah. And so the album is jazz that makes you go, wow. Now, Clayton, your music is varied.
Varied, yep.
From soul to bluesy sorts of stuff to jazz. And I'm just going to quote here. You said, personally, I have not seen pain and hardship like the early African Americans, but I can relate to that feeling that blues music can bring you happiness when all you feel is sorrow.
I don't remember saying that. I like it, though.
As long as you like it. Yeah. Yeah. I dug that up from an interview you'd done some time ago.
Oh, right.
Yes. I have to do my homework in this place, you see.
Wow, I'm impressed.
So, your music is very varied. So from one album to another, I can't quite be sure which way you're going to go.
No, full of surprises like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I get bored easily, but I just like to diversify. That's all. I'll come. I just did the latest release I did is kind of almost disco soul, like retro disco soul, and that was
the EP you put out in. Yeah.
That's right. That was
quite different to what.
Very, yeah. And then just previous to that was pretty much straight ahead blues, like had, you know, like Texas shuffles and. Had some New Orleans flavors about it. There's a rumba tune and, yeah, slow blues, Chicago style kind of thing. And, yeah, so, and then obviously you've played a bit of the Bayou Billabong, and that's very New Orleans. Yeah, so, and then I, you know, in my other life, I play with Jimmy Barnes as well, so Oz Rock as well. And, yeah, you know, whatever. I like to do it all.
So, how's Jimmy Barnes doing these days?
Oh, he's good. Yeah, he had a couple of health scares, but yes, he's good now. Yeah, fighting
that's
fit.
Good. Yeah. All right. Well, do you want me to play another track from your latest album?
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to do whatever you want. Actually, yeah. I mean,
okay. Tell me what you'd like me to play.
Well, how about "I Miss You"? There's a song that I did something really weird and covered myself. I did an instrumental version of a song that I wrote many years ago when I was in a band called The Hands. So The Hands was myself and my brother Lockie, and, you know, we sort of basically just tried to outdo each other, you know. So, and it's originally a vocal tune, but for this album in organ trio style, we did it as an instrumental.
I Miss You.
I Miss You.
Cronulla Jazz and Blues Festival is back to once again fill Cronulla with live music, entertainment and a collective buzz of festivities across the weekend. Bursting with the exhilarating sounds of the best of jazz, blues and related music, Cronulla Jazz and Blues Festival is a family-friendly extravaganza featuring more than 100 artists across 16 stages. Throw in ample licensed bars, incredible food selections, retail stalls, kids' activities, the 2024 Blues Awards Night, a film festival and a record fair. It adds up to a vibrant and fun collision of music and good times. Cronulla Jazz and Blues Festival will be held from 29th of May to the 2nd of June and is a free event in beachside parks and participating venues. It also has a selection of ticketed events, so check out the full schedule and plan your event weekend. Cronulla Jazz and Blues Festival.com or head onto their socials. Proud Eastside sponsor.